This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're off to the art gallery of Ballarat. And Louise Taggart, hello, are you there?
I am.
And welcome to Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thank you so much.
And how's the weather in Ballarat today?
It's glorious today.
Brilliant.
Really beautiful day today.
Right.
Which is a bit unusual sometimes in Ballarat.
Now, give us a bit of a background on who you are. Obviously, you're a curator at the Art Gallery of Ballarat, but our listeners always like to know who you are.
Great. Well, I'm actually the director at the
Art Gallery of Ballarat. Of course you are. I did know that, yes.
That's all right. But yeah, I curate a number of exhibitions each year as well. And I suppose I've been here 5.5 years at the gallery and was really, I suppose, attracted to working at the gallery because it's the oldest and largest regional gallery in Australia, but it has a sensational collection. So we've got about 11,500 works and it's in the top 5 Australian art collections in the country.
Wow.
So better than some of the state gallery collections.
Wow, that's incredible in itself. But the lovely thing about it, Louise, is that the regional galleries are really coming to the foreground here in Victoria, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And I think people often hear about the work of Bendigo and their work that they do with bringing international exhibitions, which is fantastic. But we take a slightly different approach because we've got this incredible collection. We use it for the basis of many of our exhibitions.
Mm.
And so use it and research it and buy new works.
Yeah. Now tell us about this current exhibition that's on, Significant Other. What's all that about?
It's an exhibition that's drawn from the collection and it's real. I mean, it's a simple idea in some ways. It's about relationships. So about relationships between artists in the collection. So it enabled us to not only kind of acquire works where we sort of had gaps, but to explore the different kinds of relationships. So whether that's, Significant Other, I think people think of that now as someone's intimate partner, but when the term was kind of first coined by a British psychologist in the 50s, it actually meant anybody who had an important role in your life.
Yep.
So we've got family members, we've got husbands and wives, we've got teachers and pupils, friends and influencers, as well as things as adversaries as well. So just a really great way to be able to look at the collection in a different way. We're always thinking about new ways of showcasing the collection. So there's groups of works which have the relationship between them. But what's really interesting is really, I suppose, how small the Australian art world is in a lot of ways, that in the exhibition itself, there's kind of cross ties throughout the entire exhibition.
Right. Okay. I find that really interesting, that what you're doing here. I can't wait to come up and check it out. Is it up or over? It's up a bit, I think, isn't it, from Melbourne? Also, what's going on with John Olson? Why are we talking about him?
Yeah, look, so one of the works that I've been really keen for us to get out on display in the 5 or so years that I've been here at the gallery is a work by John Olson called Summer in the Ute Butte Country.
I love the title.
so great. He came up with this series called the Ute Butte Country, and it was based on the fact that he noticed that Australians use the word butte a lot, and so he was saying, trip in a car can be butte, and ice cream can be butte, and he thought, even though it's a bit vulgar, it's actually really kind of a really vital and exciting kind of word, so he used it for this series of works. But it was actually the work that we've got in the collection was actually done as a ceiling painting.
Where was it?
Yeah, so Alston did his first one, which was Summer in the Ubute Country 1, which is now in the collection of the Art Gallery, National Gallery of Victoria. He did that in Sydney for an art dealer called Frank McDonald. And through Frank McDonald, John Alston was introduced to a couple in London, Penny and Pat Allen. And Pat Allen was an Australian and very big collectors of Australian artists like Whiteley and Fred Williams. And they commissioned, the Allens commissioned Alston to paint a ceiling in their home in Kensington in London.
Wow.
And so he actually lived with them for about 5 months in their basement flat. And, you know, sort of this really amazing sort of performance that he would be there every night, you know, drinking wine and painting on their ceiling. So it's an unusual shape because they had a bay window in their dining room. So it's not a square canvas. It's got the sort of bay window shape. But it's a work that was done in 1965. It came into our collection in the 70s.
Hold on. You got to tell us, how did they get it off the ceiling and how did it make its way back here?
Well, there's a few gaps in that story, but it was actually painted on wooden panels, on plywood panels attached to the ceiling.
Right.
And that's really why, for us, we haven't been able to show it for, I think, since we found some photos that we think are probably in the early 1980s when it was on display. But when Alston, I suppose he screwed the plywood panels to the ceiling, and then he closed over the gaps with masking tape. And so what's happened, and then painted over the top, and what's happened over time is that the glue on the masking tape has delaminated and started to come off. So we've had a conservator in the gallery over the last week or so in the public realm, working on the piece and bringing it back to its beautiful original condition and meaning that we can show it.
Wow, that's fantastic. And is it sort of like light boxes behind it from the some of the photos I've seen? Is that right? Or
no, it's just, it's so vibrant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just the vibrancy of the work. It's a white on a white background and with sort of typical Alston reds and yellows.
Yeah.
Just the vibrancy of the work. And because it hasn't been out on display for so long, it's really retained that.
Right. And can we see it? You know, like, can we come in and see it now?
Yes. So it's in the gallery now. It's where I've actually got it laying flat. On the ground rather than suspended from a ceiling.
Yep.
But it means that people can really get up very close and see the work.
And is it quite large? You know, like, was it a large ceiling that it covered or?
Yeah, it's about 7 metres long.
Oh, okay.
And about 3 or 4 metres wide.
Right.
It's a very big piece.
Right.
And it's sort of in one of our main gallery spaces.
Yeah, on the floor.
On plinths on the floor.
Yeah. Lucky the cleaner doesn't come over a night with and sweep it away. I'm joking. What an exciting thing to have.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So, I mean, the reason it's in the show is for the relationship.
Yes.
The significant other piece is around Penny Allen. So when she went to Central School of Art in London, and she became very good friends with the English sculptor Henry Moore and supported him throughout his life. So we have a little Henry Moore that's in the collection that's on display. And then we've also got a gorgeous portrait of Penny that was done by Roy De Maistre. So the three works, the Olson, the De Maistre, and the Henry Moore around the, so they've been termed as her being their patron.
Right, okay. Oh, and I think this is a fantastic exhibition because of what it's doing. And the wonderful thing is, and a lot of artists these days, I deal a lot with current artists and they do know each other. You know, like a lot of the times people say to me, oh, I know this one and I know that one. Of course you do, you know, like when you're like-minded. But back then it was very much, wasn't it? You know, like your links between other artists. And so I think this is a really clever exhibition that you're putting on here.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. So we've got people like John Brack and his wife Helen Maudsley. And then also in the show, the separate gallery space is Inga King and Graham King, who were married, but the Bracks and the Kings actually live next door to each other in Warrandyte. So there's all these sort of other connections between the groups of artists. And we do have contemporary artists in the show as well. So a great piece of work is by Sean Cordero and Claire Healy, who are partners. They're married, but they're also work as collaborative artists.
Mm.
And the work that they've done is actually in collaboration with the Marju Mealy artists from Western Australia. So that's a really interesting collaboration.
Yeah. Oh, look, thank you so much for sharing some of that with us. I just can't wait to get up to check it out. Now, it's running until the 11th of February, so we've got plenty of time, but don't leave it to the last minute, people. It's great that it's going to be on over the Christmas holiday period. We'll give us Melburnians a chance to go up and have a look.
Yeah, and I think it gives a really good sort of taster of the depth of the collection here. And we've, you know, pulled out some works that I think haven't ever been on display. So, good, really good chance to look at the collection in a different way.
And what's it called again?
Significant Others.
And it's at the Art Gallery of Ballarat, the beautiful Ballarat area. So thank you so much, Louise, for chatting with us today, and keep up the good work in those regional areas.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. See you later. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.